Very, very sad to be reporting at the start of this week on events over the weekend where two people lost their lives while out enjoying the wonderful attraction that is the Mourns. A father of four, an ex-police officer, died in two separate falls in the Mourns. I want to speak to one of our MLAs, Justin McNulty, who certainly knew Sean Byrne from Camlagh, who lost his life when he lost his footing and slipped on the mountains. Justin, good morning. Good morning, Justin.
Thanks, how are you?
I'm fine. I would imagine that Camlagh is a very sad place this morning.
The community are incredibly shocked. Very sad news. Sean, big part of the community, and very passionate sports person. He's involved heavily with the Creeper Hurling Club locally, and it's very sad to know, following your passion of being outdoors and out in the mountains, you lose your life, and it's really, really sad for the whole family and for his community.
And likewise, across in Banbridge at the family of Robbie Robinson, mourning this morning. Both gentlemen apparently very experienced walkers, very fond of the mountains, and would pay regular visits to the hills.
Yes, well, I think you'd know yourself, Frank, having spent some time in the Mourns, and I've obviously gone there several times. I know going up in the winter time, it can be incredibly dangerous and treacherous. And it's part of the excitement, it's part of the thrill. You know, people do that for, you know, that's part of the enjoyment. However, you don't expect to lose your life, and that's what makes it really, really sad. Somebody who's obviously very passionate about hill walking, two people very passionate about hill walking have lost their lives tragically.
Whenever a community loses someone, you make reference to Sean, who you know, that obviously in that area around South Armagh rally round the family who've lost a loved one in such unexpected circumstances.
Yeah, I think communities unite and tighten in around the family to support them, and that's the Campbell community will do that. And also being part of a very strong club, the Creevier Hurling Club, we're a very close-knit club. They'll all rally around the family as well, and I think that's hopefully will give the family some solace at this huge sad time. It's not going to help, you know, it's not going to totally relieve the pain, but it'll do something towards helping.
Justin, thank you very much indeed. Justin McNulty from the SDLP. Ray Gray is with the Mourn Rambling Group. He was in the Mourns yesterday. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Frank.
Ray, it's hard to believe, isn't it, that people can lose their lives in the Mourns. It's happened before, obviously, but we still find it difficult to believe, because while the Mourns may be raw mountains, they're not the most challenging mountains in the world. How is it that people do lose their lives?
Well, I think, Frank, it's deteriorating conditions. When these guys were set out, it's probably not quite so bad. But, of course, the conditions deteriorated as the day wore on. I was with the Mourn Rambling Group yesterday, and when we set off, yes, there was a strong wind, but it got stronger, as the day went on. So if you'd have set off earlier and you'd have got to the summit of somewhere, some mountain or other, it's quite conceivable that conditions could have really put you out of your comfort zone, you know.
How uncomfortable can it become on the mountains where there are ledges, and indeed I was looking at some photographs, there are sheer drops. How disorientated can you become, first of all, and indeed how dangerous is it if you slip?
Well, yeah, the one that happened on Slieve Commodore there, I know that area quite well. And one of our groups was on the brandy pad, which is quite near there, and they heard cries for help. So three of them went up to the saddle, which is the dip between Slieve Commodore and Slieve Donegal. And when they looked up at Slieve Commodore there, it was shrouded in mist. So obviously, when it becomes misty, you do become very disorientated. And then you wander too close to the edge, probably, and then it just takes a gust of wind and and that's it. That's most probably what happened.
And the terrain is such that if you did fall and you started to slide on the mossy, wet rock, you could slide over a sheer drop.
Oh yes, there are places on that particular ridge, going down from Slieve Commodore towards Tullamore Forest Park, where going down into the Glen River Valley there, it's a sheer drop. You know, it's as simple as that, really.
Now, we have people who go walking in the Mourns once or twice a year. We have people who go every weekend, and I even know people who would go three or four times a week whenever the weather is favourable and the days are longer.
Absolutely.
What's your advice to someone who may be considering going to the Mourns today, for instance, or more likely this weekend? What's your advice as a very experienced walker in the Mourns? What's your advice to people?
Well, I would say that if you're in any doubt whatsoever, you know, don't go up to the higher levels. Stay in the valleys, because there's some good walks to be had at lower levels in the valleys, and you will be a lot safer. So if you're in any doubt whatsoever, don't do it.
How much does the weather change the higher you get? Because obviously the temperature is going to change significantly from sea level right to peak.
Absolutely, the temperature will drop. The wind, if it's windy like yesterday, it will obviously be a lot stronger at the higher levels. And of course, it's going to be a lot. You're going to have more chance of mist at the higher levels as well. So you know it's coming at you from all angles, really. And you know, the weather can change, can deteriorate in a matter of minutes. You can set off in bright sunshine, and you know, get something like you had yesterday very, very quickly.
Now, the Met Office, they provide a service for the Mourns specifically. They've got a forecast for the Mourns. That's something that people should keep a watchful eye on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Ray, rambling and walking... sorry, Ray?
I said that, you know, the weather forecasts aren't always right, but it's well worth looking at the weather forecast and taking careful note of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think anyone involved in weather forecasting will accept that. You know, you can have a 70 to 75% success rate with it. But Ray, whenever people are setting out, you know, they have to be prepared. They have to be aware of worst case scenario. More and more people are becoming interested in getting involved in rambling, getting involved in hill walking, and maybe going up to the likes of Donard more often than they would have in the past. This is a very serious tragedy that has happened. Two separate deaths and another person breaking an ankle, I think. So there's three incidents in the one day. Are you concerned that it'll put people off wanting to get involved with clubs and groups?
Well, we've had tragedies before, you know, in the Mourns, and you know, it is becoming more and more popular. In spite of that, to be honest with you, my advice to people would be to join a group if they're thinking of starting going hill walking, because you get experienced leaders who know what they're doing, and you know, they will. You can learn from them, and you can get a good day out in relative safety.
Absolutely, there is good advice and plenty of information about the groups up on the websites as well. Ray, thank you indeed. Ray Gray, who was in the Mourns yesterday, hearing those calls for help, but there was nothing really that could be done, because when the calls come, it's usually from someone who has witnessed a person falling. And sadly, when the search and rescue people did manage to get there, two people in separate incidents had died. Ray, thank you. 0289 033 105. If you're a regular visitor to the mountains and the higher hills here, and you have a story to tell us about your worries or your concerns, or indeed you have advice for us, feel free. 0289 033 105, because this is such a growing interest with regards to people right across the country, and such a sad, sad day yesterday. Good morning to you. 0289 033 105. I want to speak to Colin, who's an interest in the mountains. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, you're involved with Mountain Rescue. You've involved yourself with Mountain Rescue in recent times.
Yes, I was accepted into the team as a trainee last April, and at the minute still going through the training for it. I wasn't out with the team yesterday, I have to say. I was on the mountains myself. I was over next to Sean Leave and Eagle, over that direction towards the Windy Gap. For those who would know the Mourns would know where I was. But the team itself were out for 9 hours yesterday, and I would just like to commend everybody. Not only the team, but also the PSNI and everybody else who was involved in the traumatic events yesterday. It's not easy for the guys. They're all volunteers, you know, and they're going out there of their own free will. And they're risking their lives too, you know.
So. Does it surprise you that people can fall to their death in the Mourns?
Well, it's like your previous caller said, Frank, it's been sensible and it's knowing what your capabilities and what your limitations are. And as I say, I was out yesterday myself, but I hugged to the lee side of the Mourne wall as such, which gave me a bit of shelter from the wind. Didn't go out into vast open spaces where there's a chance that you could be blew off your feet. Like Comida there's a part of Comida called the Pot of Pulgarve, which is a sheer drop. You would see it on your right-hand side if you were going up towards what they call the saddle between Slieve Comida and Slieve Donard. If you look to the right, there's a near enough a sheer drop there called the Pot of Pulgarve. And the likes of there, if you're standing near the edge of that and a sudden gust comes like it was yesterday, you'll be away, you know. So you need to be mindful of where you are at all times. And the weather can change so dramatically. I've been up there nearly 30 years and I've actually watched it one day from the top of Berna with seen a weather front coming in and there was perfect sunshine. And within 15 minutes, I was surrounded in fog. You couldn't have seen a finger in front of you. And there was a missile coming, you know. So you need to be always just to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on.
It's a very relevant point because the people who lost their lives yesterday were experienced walkers. And they could easily be feeling very safe. And then all of a sudden, something happens that none of us could have vouched for. And they fall, they begin to slide, and they sadly lose their lives. It's a reminder that there's an element of risk regardless when you go into the mountains.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. You know, it's nothing to be taken lately, you know. I've seen me coming down from the mountains and I've met a family. In fact, many years ago, I met a family group. There was a father and mother and two wee kids. The kids were in jeans and stuff, the mother and father were in track suits and stuff. And they had got as far as what they call the ice house. And this was at about 2:30, 3 o'clock. In an autumn afternoon, and they were hoping to head for Slieve Donard. And I said to them, I said, listen, from the time aspect, you're not going to make it. And plus, you know, if anything comes in weather-wise, you're not going to be safe. Now, I seen the mother look at the father, and he was sort of, he was prepared to go on, but I think she talked sense into him.
Yeah,
people just unfortunately, I think that people look. They're down in Newcastle Street, walking along, enjoying an ice cream, whatever, and they look up. Sure, that there looks nice. We'll try and go up there, you know. But you need the equipment with you at all. Like, I kept my rucksack for all emergencies. You know, you have to have a survival bag or a blizzard bag, whatever. But you need something that if you do end up injured, at least you can keep yourself warm and comfortable.
Yeah, it's very very.
Also carry a shelter as well. You know, so.
No, it's perfect advice, Colin. Thank you very much indeed. I should emphasise the people who died yesterday were experienced walkers that weren't just going on a whim. They were regular visitors to the mountain, and it seems that both of them slipped, and the sliding effect of going off over a steep fall. And our thoughts very, very much with them. I see indeed that the hurling club that was referred to earlier in the programme, the Karua Kamla Hurling Club, is saying their thoughts are with the two people killed by the falls out walking in the Mourne Mountains yesterday afternoon. They make reference, of course, to a lifelong member of the club who died, Sean Byrne, and the news of their respected former treasurer and current trustee's death has devastated us all. The club's representative goes on on to say he had a great love for our club, and he showed this over the years by giving of his time and experience indeed to help us become developed and well-rooted in our community. It goes on to say our thoughts are very much with his family and the families of the people who of the two people who lost their lives in the Mourns yesterday. 0289033105 0289033105 is our number.